Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This is Ruthie Wren on my podcast, Defining Kinks, where we attempt to define kinks that we don't know and discuss the kinks we feel that define us. If you missed it last week, I did a smashing episode on Dirty Talk with Orally Aroused 2 of Reddit, and we had lots of fun. So if you've missed it, check it out. But this week, I have the awesome username Zinly with an X of Reddit. Yay. And yay! And hi. We are going to talk. Yeah, hello. Say hello. And we are going to talk about the oral sex today.
Good yeah. Topic. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You jumped all over it. So if they're just gonna jump in for it, I'm that's easy to reel in. So. Well, we're gonna get right into it. All right. So oral sex. I just want you to get us started here, Zinly. What is the appeal of oral sex? Of course, obviously, this is just a discussion podcast, so these are all our opinions. We are not classified to teach, to educate.
Whoa. I'm an expert, thank you.
Okay. So, all right. You've somewhere got a piece of paper that says, I do this well.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is hugely opinionated based, you know, this is just us. We're people just like anybody else. What do you think? What is the huge appeal of oral sex?
That is a great question. The huge appeal of oral sex to me is personally the basically how interpersonal it is with your partner that you're doing it with. Basically, it can be a slow build. It can be a fast build. It's just a very versatile tool to use in intercourse.
Oh, yes, definitely. I love how you brought it. People don't even think about the slow and the fast of it. Mm-hmm. I think me, definitely the interpersonal with your partner, to me, I feel it can be as intimate. Like, I guess some people confuse intimate means lovey. It does not always mean that. Like, in my opinion.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Like, you got to figure out your own language when it comes to intimacy with whatever partner you're with.
And for a lot of people, it's different. Like, you just have to kind of go off of what your partner is feeling at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, cross partner. Yeah. Each partner that you have or at different times will want different things or you'll want to give different things. Mm-hmm. And then also different partners want different things. Different people have different languages. So, but I definitely love the intimacy of it. I like how you said the slow and fast of it. For me, I mean, I lean towards submissive. So this Same. For mm-hmm. me, yeah. So for me, it gives me a chance to be submissive and almost worshipful, you know, in that sense.
But that's a very interesting outlook.
But it leaves it also like in my control. Like I get to choose how submissive it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I like that. Like it's, what do they call it? Bottoming or topping from the bottom, like, or being a power bottom. Like
that's, power bottoms. That's it.
Exactly. Like, I mean, like
I'm going to suck your dick, but I'm going to choose when you come. So
exactly. You know, I mean, that was a little more aggressive. Than me, but no, I'm just kidding. So we kind of talked about the appeal of it. Yeah, there's so many things. But I think that's definitely what appeals to us about it. Can we define it? Oral sex, I mean, is oral sex use? I would just say that it's sex with your mouth on the genitals, whatever they are.
The genitalia, yes.
Yes, the genitalia.
And there's like, you know, big difference on whether or not you're doing it on a dude or if you're doing it on a lady. And it's
yes, exactly.
Kind of just like the cunnilingus and the all that good stuff is different for if you're doing it fellatio on a guy. So, I mean, obviously, but
the terms, which I don't hear people use fellatio a whole lot, but I obviously know that's the term of performing on a male. And then obviously a lot of people know cunnilingus for performing on female genitalia. So it's, but yeah, obviously there's those two variances, but otherwise it's just using your mouth orally for sexual contact. Now we get to talk about we're going to talk about people's opinions of what is unappealing about it. I was surprised when I put out, you know, the vibes, you know, I like to put out questions and little teasers, and I just like to get conversation going because I'd like to know what people really want to talk and hear about. And also it just gives me ideas for the pod. But, you know, I put out the question and there were a lot of reservations and a lot of people not interested.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not that they were like, you know, not interested, but they seemed standoffish to the kink. Which is crazy because we've talked about the appeal being so personal and, you know, a good experience. So really, if you could think of, or maybe in the past, what you've had, what are some things that used to be, I guess, your reservations or your like different stigmas or things that either you had or that you think people possibly have connected to it that hold them back?
Well, that's a great question. For me personally, like I was all, when I first started off on my sexual journey, I was pretty nervous that I wouldn't be doing it right or that I would actually hurt my partner in some way. And I was always worried that I wouldn't be like as good as a porn star or give a porn star blowjob, basically.
Right.
I don't know. I think, I was also thinking about this because they're like, my teeth are generally really straight, but I have this one on the bottom that is kind of a straggler. I used to be really worried about bringing it close to like the tip of a dick or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah. Cause it's, yeah. It's out like, of line.
Actually, yeah. But it's with rebellious. With practice, though, I've been able to like develop a technique where my tongue like covers it and it makes like for a nice bump on the like while you're giving head.
Oh, all right. So you've like, turned this rebellious
negative into a positive.
Yeah, you've turned it into actually you've excelled past norm. Like
yeah, well.
No, you don't give us
that
normal,
just
though.
In general.
Oh my gosh. That's right. You have that piece of paper somewhere that says you're an expert. Yeah, so now you've totally surpassed us normies. No.
But yeah, I think it was just for me, like when I first started, I had a lot of reservations about it. And honestly, the best thing that I did for myself in practicing it was just to watch a lot of porn.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah.
And even now, like, I don't really like watching porn, but when I wanted to learn how to be good at blowjobs, like, and even doing it on ladies, too, you just watch porn and watch what their tongues do, and you become, like, a master in a day.
Yeah, hey, you just, there you go.
Well, I had to watch a lot of porn in one day to get that, but.
Yeah. I mean, what is a lot?
You know, it's just hours.
Yeah, just some hours, you know. I mean, it's research. Okay.
It's for science, Ruthie. Come on.
Okay. I'm not going to hold it against you. I am a studious girl. I was quite a student.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm not going to hold it against you. Mm-hmm. I do. I like how you were like, hey, I'm not good at it. So I'm going to check something, you know, I'm going to check it out. Mm-hmm. And definitely you used visual aids and stuff like that. I know it's crazy, but there are both, they don't technically show anything not suitable for work, but I know on YouTube and places like that, there are actual instructional videos, both joking and real, which is pretty interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, so nice. So I know there's that. I think my thing is I didn't watch anything. I think I just I started listening. Like I just really tried to listen to my partner's noises or like their reactions.
Oh, yeah. And so you could like kind of gauge like if they liked something, keep doing that thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so I kind of like went off of that. I also kind of just also went with what I thought I would enjoy, I guess.
That's a really strong tool to use, honestly, because especially like I don't know. Are you bi as well?
Yes.
I don't actually. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's all right. No, right, yeah, no,
for sure.
Yeah.
But basically, like, especially when it comes to having oral sex with women, mm-hmm. like, if you think, man, I would really like it if someone did this to me and then you did it to her, like, mm-hmm. it normally works out in your favor. That's a really good point.
That's an inside track right there. I didn't think about it that way, but it's true. Yeah. And I probably have subliminally thought about that when performing oral sex on a woman, but it's definitely, you know, and I think that's, you know, we're just going to say across the board when it comes to kink, treat your partner the way you would like to be treated. And usually that's a pretty good.
Treat him like trash.
Oh gosh. Not everybody wants JK, to treat him like trash. Yeah. Well, some do. Some do. Listen, we're not shaming anybody here. Okay.
No.
We're just saying, if you were in their shoes, how you would want to be treated, treat them that way. So, I think some of the stigmas I got and some of the reservations that I got, I actually came up with this. I actually was looking around and a lot of people, believe it or not, I know we've kind of talked about the technique and things you could, like you watch pornography. Okay, so if you don't know how to do something, watch. So, mm-hmm. I mean, number two, I said take cues off your partner. That's a pretty good, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. Number three, there's just a lot of, I think I've heard the alphabet trick or spell their name when it comes to the tongue play, mm-hmm. for ladies.
Honestly, I don't think that's a good, okay, sorry.
No. And that's, and I've actually heard that as well. I've heard it's not a good thing. I heard it's like a what do they call it? Like an urban legend or like not an urban legend, but you know, like it's just something people say. You know, actually, I posed a question to several writers and voices that wanted to participate in the podcast but didn't have the time or didn't feel quite comfortable with voicing, you know, in their responses for whatever reason, which is great. That's not what this is about. But I posed the question, what do people get hung up on about this activity in which they probably shouldn't when it comes to oral sex? And the username Late Stage Infernalism, who we know and love, he said special techniques that, and I quote him when he says, I have a special technique and it's simple, but it doesn't generally let me down. I ask people what they like to be licked, kissed, and or nipped, and I pay attention. Also, I do my best to pay attention to reactions. I think it's way more important than licking out the alphabet. So I think he's on the same page as you, as in that the alphabet is not, shouldn't be a go-to technique.
Maybe. I've tried it once before, and like, was looking for honest feedback from the girl that I was with, mm-hmm. and it wasn't like any kind of good stimulation that she felt. So
yeah,
but it could work. I'm not saying it wouldn't work.
It could work. I just feel like it's not repetitive enough.
Exactly. That's like the repetitive motion of it is what really builds. So yeah. If you can get that, and if you can get a motion, like for example, I kind of always think of like eating ice cream, mm-hmm. like how you mm-hmm. kind of use your lips a little bit and you're like, you lick it. Like that's kind of the motion that I do.
Exactly. Yeah. No,
over and over and over.
Yeah. It's like, and it's, you know, and if you watch good porn actresses and actors, most of it is a lot of the same, and then they mix it up a little bit, just a little bit, mm-hmm. but they always go back to the same usually. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same with sex in general, like normal sex, penetration sex, or you know, or anything like that. You have the thrusting and maybe you slow it up, you speed it down, you know, you speed mm-hmm. it up, you slow it down, but it's all kind of, it always comes back to that same build. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yep.
What are some other stigmas I read here? Okay, so we're gonna throw these things out here right now because I know this is some things that I did have some people write in, mm-hmm. And you can be my sounding board here.
Okay,
Zinli, yes, Ms. Zinli. As I adjust my glasses here and look at you.
Oof, the light is
Oh gosh, yeah. Oh gosh, okay. Oh, yeah. This is not that kind of podcast. You told me.
Yes, wasn't. I'm sorry.
No.
I'll behave, I promise.
No. Oh, I was saying, I was telling me to behave.
Oh, heck. Okay. Yeah. Do it. Okay, go.
Oh, no. Okay, so Ms. Inley. Mm-hmm. So question. Mm-hmm. Is there a smell? Is that something that there is?
Yes. I have always found that they're great questioning. Thank you. Good question.
I don't know how to word it. Do people stink?
Genitalia, is basically what you're, yeah.
Not stink. I know. Is there a smell? There's always, yeah. There's, yeah, there people are worried. I think I'm worried I smell. Okay. That's what I kept getting from people. I'm worried I smell. I'm worried about my taste.
Okay.
I'm worried about how it looks. And this is, and we're not like, you know, as we start to discuss this, before anybody thinks that we are mocking jokes, we're not. Everybody, yeah, I think, has had those moments. Oh, yeah. No. I'm just saying, no, I joke all the time. I think everybody, like whether you are a fresh teen that's discovering your sexuality or even an inexperienced adult or even an experienced adult, mm-hmm. I think everybody has those moments of when their head goes south. I think you have a moment of like, oh my gosh, did I shower? Like, am I clean? Mm-hmm. Like, am I clean enough? Am I going to smell okay? Am I going to take, you know, like it's maybe subliminal. Maybe it's not your first foremost, but I'm pretty sure everybody at least has done it a few times. So they're completely normal thoughts.
Right. Yeah. And so in terms of the smell, like part of the great thing about that is actually, you know, as long as you kind of, I mean, as long as you bathe and like use deodorant and things like that.
Yeah, normal.
But part of the greatest thing about smells is that we all have our own individual pheromones. Mm-hmm, and sometimes, I mean, honestly, sometimes I see someone and I'm attracted to them physically, but something is off about the smell that just doesn't appeal to me. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I'll smell someone and they'll be like, oh my God, yes, please, right now. it kind of just depends person to person. Now, to be honest, it's allergy season, so I can't really smell anything right now, but... Just right. In general.
So find out what they're allergic to. Yeah. Spritz it all over you and they won't be able to smell anything.
Yeah. Oh my God. Trick of the century.
This is gold, everyone. Take notes here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the great thing about it is, I mean, once you start to discover yourself and be comfortable in your body, you'll learn that, I mean, you're attracted to different people and different people are attracted to you. Basically, exactly. Like, I guess personally, if I had to say something about hygiene, would be that I don't generally enjoy going down on people who haven't, like, landscaped their pubes in a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that does tend to give off a smell that can be off-putting. But... Mm-hmm. That's just personal preference.
And
other than that, like, honestly, the way that you smell and the way that you taste is gonna be delicious to someone. So, keep doing your thing.
Yeah. I guess my thoughts on the whole, I'm afraid about my smell, I'm afraid about my taste. Number one, everybody's gonna have a smell. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody has their own, like you said, pheromones, their own natural smell. You could wash yourself all day long with no scented soap, non-scented, and you're still going to have a smell that's you.
And that's great.
And double points because it will be the smell of your arousal. You give off a different smell when you are aroused. Obviously, for women, we produce a visual thing as well. we develop, we get wet. Or slick, you know, and producing our own vaginal lubricant and such. And so that definitely we give off the visual look, but everybody does. So yes, you are going to have a smell no matter how much you clean yourself. But like you said, everybody, you know, it's a hormone, pheromone driven thing. So may you encounter somebody that doesn't like the smell? Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. Most of my experiences, though, it hasn't been an issue. The only time it's been an issue smell-wise is if the person did have bad hygiene, which is not normal, you know, normal. Or I personally didn't mind, but after a gym session, obviously you smell like sweat. Guys, mm-hmm. girls don't always smell the best when they're sweaty because, you know, whatever. It's body odor, you know? So, I mean, yeah, that smell wasn't appealing, but in the heat of the moment, it just was what it was. I knew what it was, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a thing.
Science, kids.
Yeah, it's just science. It's just your body doing what it's supposed to do. So,
Granny Ruthie has made an appearance.
That's right. We're trying to do it. Be careful. She'll turn out all Southern and we'll never get her to shut up. Taste, same thing. Everybody's gonna have a taste. Mm-hmm. As far as taste goes, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. It's just like your smell, it's natural to you. However, there is the science that you can, if you or your partner, because we're not here to shame, but if you or your partner find your taste unappealing, there are where you can change up your diet to cleaner proteins. And
that does actually really help.
It really does. Cleaner proteins, cleaner, just a cleaner diet, more natural diet. So cleaner proteins, less processed food, and lots of fruit.
Lots of fruit.
Lots of fruit. And I've heard as much as up to 48 hours ahead of time. Just, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're planning a big weekend or something like that. But I've heard that that can affect it. And I've experienced that it can. And then also keep in mind when it comes to smells and, tastes, everybody has smell and taste bud biases. They just
do. It's true. Some people like, can't stand cilantro.
It's true.
Jay will tell you all about that.
Jay Wild. Yeah.
Next episode.
Next episode. It's so funny. How'd you know she is the next episode?
I just have this, sixth sense, you know? I just know
everything.
There you
go, the sixth sense. Yeah, people do. Like, what is delicious food to somebody? Another person, like, I love sushi. I love it so mm-hmm. much. It is life.
It's good.
And then you've got people that will not even, they'll have nothing to do with it. And some have tasted it and some have not. And that's fine. So I'm just saying, just so you know, you could taste perfectly great and so-and-so, we won't even name her because we're shaming her right now, but she'll taste you and she will be like, didn't like it, didn't like your taste. And, you know, that's okay. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong. Yep. If you're that worried about it, just hygiene. If you want to clean up your diet, clean up your diet and, you know, there you go. Otherwise, yep. You're probably perfectly fine. So
yeah, you're golden.
You're golden. You're golden. Enjoy your body. Let them yeah. enjoy it too.
Ooh, yeah. Cue sensual
yeah.
music.
Yeah, all right. Oh gosh. So another stigma. And I actually wanted to bring this up because it's become a meme territory yet or not.
Okay.
But it is a big kink that I've noticed, especially when well, I want to say just when partners are wanting to feel submissive or they're wanting to be directed or really just used in a way, face sitting is a big thing, is a key face sitting. So this kind of like plays into the oral sex. So I wanted to talk about it as a kink.
Yeah.
But a lot of men
have seen a lot of memes.
Yes. I think, well, in the memes is, I see a lot when connected to face sitting because I think people don't realize, you know, that collectively most women are worried to sit on a face.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just thick girls, I'm talking collectively most women, even smaller girls, are afraid to sit on a face because they are worried that they'll hurt you or suffocate you or something like that. So that is where the I worry about it. Then that's where the meme, if I die, I die, happened with guys, you know, and stuff.
It's cute. I think it's kind of cute.
It's cute. It kind of is cute. Guys are, you know, and I've seen the pictures and the cute little anime drawings where the head is buried, the girl
like,
sitting on him.
This is how I'm trying to die. Yeah.
And then they've got the thumbs up just out there, you know, like, we're good. Or there's a little heart symbol, you know, or something. And it's like, oh, you know. So it's like hella cute.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice? Yeah. Yeah. Please give me your thoughts.
I've always been pretty wary about that myself. And it wasn't for like a reason, like I wasn't sympathetic towards them being in pain. That wasn't my reasoning. It was actually like, oh god, what if I missed a spot, or there's like, I don't know why, like I don't know.
Okay,
what if there's something nasty down there that I didn't see, and then their nose is in it, like that's kind of what I always had trouble with. But
okay,
you know.
Okay, gotcha. So that seeing you like in a different young angle.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Like,
that was a very young Zinli. I almost said my real name. And now, like, I just kind of, you know, I think that it is very, very enjoyable for both parties, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, exactly. I think that I know one time, I think I just had like this breakthrough and I was just like, if you're seriously like, I know online dating online, you know, I know a lot of that is, you know, done nowadays, but seriously, if a woman or a man is saying, I want you to sit on my face, then, and they really mean it, like really, I'm saying they are actually potential hookup, you know, or get together person for you. Usually when they've said it, they've already seen you, either a full body pic, or they've seen you in person, or you're already sexually active with one another. So that person has already mathematicized in their head if they can tolerate you sitting on their face. Okay. So I guess my feeling is that if they've already done that and they tell you they still want you to do it, then quite literally,
they are fine.
They either know they're going to be fine, or they literally don't care if they die. They will go out that way. So I've now lost all, see, I'm on your page. I've lost all sympathy now. Like, I'm like, you want it? Okay, buddy, I'm coming for it. You know, like, whatever, you know? So I think that that's become like my opinion of it now. Mm-hmm. Like, is there still that initial reservation? Yes.
Yeah, sometimes, but.
But I'm just like, the type that, like, I don't ever want to hurt anybody or do any, like, I'm always like, are you okay? Like, I guess, I don't know if it's, like, the mommy in me. Like, I'm always like, are you okay? You know? Like, I am, like, the worst dominant ever.
Such
like,
a wholesome Ruthie.
I know, like, yeah, no. This is, like, probably going to be in the bloopers now. But, like, seriously, I'm the worst dominant. A guy asked me to slap him during sex, and I'm, you know, and, like, I was in the moment, and I was just like, slap, you know, and then he went, ah, you know, like, it was a good, ah, you know, but like that initial, like, ah, yeah. And but I went, oh God, are you okay? I was like, okay, you know, and he was just all like, he goes, I'm fine. You know, it was funny. Anyways, back to it. They, you know, they've worked out the mechanics. They know whether or not they're cool with it. So yeah, just let your freak flag fly, you know,
fly,
just do it,
let it blow in the wind like the majestic flag that it is.
Yes. And then sit on someone's face.
Yeah. Just do it. That simple, guys. It's simple.
It really is. So yeah, I think that's I know that some people worry about that, so don't worry about it. Also, practicing, you know, kink responsibility. Set up a, you know, a guide just in case, like if you're really that worried about it, set it up like, hey, if it becomes too much, pinch my thighs. That's a trick of the porno industry, just so you guys know. They pinch and tap each other's thighs. That is a signal. It means, you know, whatever they've established, slow down, speed up, stop, we have to change positions, whatever. And it's not that hard, you know. I mean, usually, you know, and most people don't suffocate in 0 seconds. So he usually has a, he or she will have a pretty good indicator that they are losing air and they'll have enough time to pinch your thighs or something. So just so you know.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think that that would be a pretty great way to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of people that have said, you know what, that is a pretty good way to go, you know, so it's, I mean, you know, it's all the thing, but I just say, go for it. Why, you know, it's mechanically it's fine. A lot of people have done it. And I know there's somewhere on the internet, there was this one where this girl said she actually did, like, I think she like dislocated her neck or something like that. Like her... Oof. Her neck got dislocated. So she's like in a neck cast, but she's got like a thumbs up with this big like shit-eating grin on her face. And it was like, made a trip to the emergency room because girlfriend sat on my face and actually did dislocate my neck. And then underneath it was like, no regrets. And I was just like, she doesn't even care. So
that's awesome.
It's all good. Like I said, don't be so selfish. They asked for a reason. They either want a chance to be very submissive, or they want a chance to please you in a way that allows them to also explore something they want to explore. So be mindful of that. This show is all about exploring your kinks, but if you're definitely, if you're in a long-term partnership, consider the kinks they would like to explore. And then talk about it. Find a middle ground, if nothing else, you know, you can find something. Or if you're not into face sitting, consider oral in different positions. I know a lot of people don't think about it. A lot of people think of just, you know, usually a woman's lying on her back. She's got her legs spread and her partner comes in towards her. A lot of people don't consider that some people bend over. Some men prefer if the lady's bent over, like over a piece of furniture or something, and he's kneeling behind her. A lot of people don't consider that position a lot, but it actually is popular. So consider a different position.
Yeah. And I do have to say that, like, 69 is probably one of, I mean, it's obviously a really good position, but like, if okay, if a guy will let me like just grind on his tongue while I suck his dick, that's pretty awesome. That's like one of my favorite things to do, and it's so easy, and like you just go in for it and you're both having a great time, and it's a good one. It's a good position.
It really is. And I mean, if the girl is on top, I mean, or either girl, you're almost practically face sitting, like almost, like
pretty much
all you're doing is just changing just a little bit. So, you know, if you're, maybe if you have reservations, try the 69, do that. Maybe that'll get you a little bit, you know, closer, you know, and stuff like that to being, you know, just take it in steps. Just be open with your partner. This is what I'm worried about. This, you know, it's okay to talk about it. We're adults.
Yeah. Talk about it.
All right. Awesome. So, Zinli.
Yes.
Sharing time. Do you prefer giving oral or receiving oral?
That depends on my partner, I think. I honestly love giving oral. It's one of my favorite things to do. And like, I'm not going to give my secrets away on this podcast, but honestly, like, it's become, I feel bad saying this, but like, I'm good at it.
Okay. So yeah.
And I think if you really enjoy doing it, then the more you practice, the more you will get good at it. And for receiving, it's the same thing. Like, if the person has practiced and they know what they're doing, I love it. And you know, it's not for everyone. Like, not everyone loves receiving, giving.
Oh yeah.
Practice makes perfect, guys.
Yeah. And she's established that she's perfect. So
stop. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I'll hook you guys up with her FetLife after the show. Hey, I'll just connect
it. I do actually have one of those and it's under this name. So
I know, girl.
You know?
Yeah.
What?
I'm the one that's scoping you in your DMs.
Oh, damn.
but no, definitely everybody prefers, you know, one or the other. I mean, most people do, at least a little bit. And yeah, if you're good at it and you enjoy it, then yeah, there's no problem in preferring to give it. I think I prefer to give it as well, but like I said, I really get off on the ability to be submissive, but to do it mm-hmm. from a powerful perspective at the same time. I love power plays.
Yeah, me too.
In sex, just because I do. I love the push and pull of anything, of a conversation, of an argument. I guess it's like the passionate redhead in me and stuff. I just am like, I'm completely chill until I get into these modes. And then it's all like push and pull the rest of the day, mm-hmm. like everything. So I really love anything to do with sex that's push and pull. And for me, oral sex is that.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're giving it. So I love that, I have so much in control, but at the same time, it's from me. I feel like I'm being submissive because of the act, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah. Serving yeah. them in that way. Yeah.
Yes. It's good. Serving them, serving them, but also getting them. It's mm-hmm. both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl.
I know. Yas, queen.
Yas.
Yas. You know, before we really leave off and have our closing here, something we haven't hit on that I wanted to touch on. I actually had one of my write-ins, a newer writer on Reddit, been around for a handful of months, but username Branford6, when I posed the question, what do people get hung up on about this activity in which they probably shouldn't? He said, what to do with their hands while their partner's going down, is he's quoted as saying. And at first, you know, you kind of giggle and stuff, but that's something we really haven't talked about this episode yet. So I'm just going to kind of get on my own little tangent here before I ask you your closing remarks. But I just really, oral sex, you can do so much, and your hands are part of the experience as well. If you're going down, on your partner, you can be using your hands to stimulate other parts of their bodies. If you're stimulating a woman, you can, you know, run your nails along their thighs. It's a personal favorite of mine to both do and get. You know, I'm not saying violently, but just that pressure. There's a lot of nerve endings in thighs. Running, you know, hands across the bellies, reaching up for breasts, you know, squeezing them, tweaking nipples. Then also from a guy's, you know, if you're working on a guy's body, you have the balls. Don't forget the balls. Squeeze them, give them little tugs, massage them. Same with the thighs. Anybody roll around to the back and give their bums a squeeze. There's a lot of things you could be doing with your hands that will just intensify and accelerate the experience. What can you do with your hands? Well, that depends on the mood. You can touch your own body and tweak your own nipples and run it around. And, you know, I know that some people have said that they love the encouragement of hands in their hair or running along their scalp or maybe giving their hair a tug, you know, or maybe I know a lot of men have said, or people that are just giving cunnilingus to women, that they like the hand on the back of their head pushing them more downward, you know, or I guess that does apply also to people that are giving fellatio. It's a sign of, you know, dominant push, and some people when they are in that submissive position, as I've said, that's what I kind of like about the act, is it's an act of submission in a way. Some like that when the person receiving it gets a little more dominant to push a little more into their submissive. So definitely just experiment doing things with your hands as well. There's a lot of nerve endings on the body that can be stimulated with your hands while you are doing things with that mouth. So anyways, getting off my soapbox now. So, Zinli, in closing.
Yay, we made it.
Yes, we made it to the end. any last thoughts on oral sex, and if somebody has bad experiences with it, no experience with it, good experience, whatever. What would you give? What would be your takeaway or your give to listeners about oral sex to encourage them to try it again or keep doing?
Yeah. Like if you have any reservations about oral sex, personally, and I'm not saying this will work for everyone, but personally, I am an observer. So if you can observe things, like, for example, my instance was porn. If you can just observe and see what other people like first before you try anything, and then just find someone that you trust or get a dildo or a fleshlight or something, I don't know, and just try things. And if you would like it, then the other person probably will too. Practice makes perfect. And just do you.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, I like how you said someone you trust, because it's an amount of vulnerability to admit, you know, and this is why I started the podcast. It's an amount of vulnerability to admit when you don't know something. Mm-hmm. And especially if you want to try it or if you want to get good, you know, like you said, you know, somebody you trust, definitely make it fun. Mm-hmm. You can make it some sort of game, you know, I want to try something different, or I really want to, you know, if you've never done this before, maybe make it a little challenge. Like, I want to see if I can get you all the way with only using my mouth, you know, or I want to see if I can go as far as making you beg before we get to the real event, you know, like, you know, just whatever angle is your couple style. You know, and just try things and be open and communicate. Like you said, watch things. You know, just watch it. You know, you're gonna get good.
Yeah. Also, spit is your friend. Like, the more saliva you use, just in general, is great.
Oh yeah, wetness all across the board. Yeah, slickness, all that stuff. Saliva, it is all there for a reason. It works. And now we have no excuses now. Especially, I know they're not 100% wonderful, but there are flavored lubes out there. I have also heard about people using certain, like, there's now like fruit juices or something, I don't know, or like they use food play in accordance with oral or fellatio.
That's true.
So that also helps. I mean, and that would also help the taste factor, actually, straight up front, you know, layering icing on the cake, so to speak. So just try things out. There's a million resources out there. Be careful. If anything, you know, just be careful. But there's a million things out there, but just try. Honestly, just be on the same page with the person. That's all.
Communicate. Do your best. Get an A+. It's just like school.
That's right, right. Just be oral in every avenue of oral sex, which includes talking to your partner about what you're trying to do or what you want to accomplish or how you want to get better.
Exactly.
So, Zinli, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Ruthie.
You're very welcome. And you can find Zinli on Reddit. In the comments and everything.
And I have an Instagram also, if you want to do that.
It's brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's @me_Zinli.
It me, okay.
I would.
Okay. So we'll definitely link those up for you. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Keep your eyes out, or your ears out, I guess, for what's coming up next. I'm always down for feedback and comments. I want to know what kind of kinks you guys want to talk about, what you have questions about. This is just the first season, so there's more seasons to come.
Tell Ruthie she's doing a good job, because she is.
Oh my gosh, don't tell them that. That's my kink.
Do it. Affirm her.
All right. Thanks again, loves. Thanks again, Zinli. Talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.